pretty clear cut.
Really? It's all too easy.
Well, maybe they were both there.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
My name is Alice. How can I help?
How are you doing, Alice? It's Mr. Cordell from 109 Burncroft Avenue phoning.
Hello.
I've been told that someone's going to contact me back directly in regards to my case from your department, and nobody has yet. And I've got
We're still waiting for a response.
Yeah, that's from last Thursday. And
it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get a response.
What's happening with me is emergency issues, and my life is at risk. Article 2 of my human rights.
Ring 999 if you think.
When I ring 999, I'm being told that I've been robbed down the phone. I'm a black bastard, and there's nothing I can do about what they're doing to me. They all falsified paperwork. They're missing their signatures.
I've got all the information I need, Simon, from you, and I understand.
From me, you've not spoke to me though, madam.
It is not in our hands to give you a response. We are waiting to receive a response from the council.
I don't want the council arrested. Yeah, I don't want another house off the council.
Okay,
I would like to get the employee. Can you just do one thing for me, please? Yeah, madam. Yeah, for 1 second without being rude. No, we haven't.
I'll give you 2 minutes and then.
Okay. If you go to horrific. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate your 2 minutes. Yeah. If you go to horrificcorruption.com, which is my website, you can see all the ASBO and the missing signatures and the backwards timestamps. But if you go to the diary and you just check the 4th of October 2015, what you will notice is that I was put on bail conditions to live at my mum's house. Now, the Matthew Yidigan family who live up 117, who had been attacking me, and my mum was writing to you asking you to protect me, they Sarah Fletcher phoned them on the 17th or the 11th. I wasn't living in my house from the 4th of October 2015 till the 3rd of December 2015, yeah? And if you go to the first injunction order book and you look at page number 43 and look at the council's history, if you look at the dates, all of the fake claims, all of the claims that they made against me, my neighbours, I weren't even living in my house. They made the whole lot of this up. Now, they've got me put in mental hospitals because of it. They're banging above my head every single day, and they're temporary accommodation. The first thing the council should do when they're having things put to them is move the temporary accommodation out and give me the right to live in my house. Because I'm writing this in, I'm writing my defence and putting this stuff on the internet, it's making them worse. I'm a secure tenant. I can't bang up at them. I've knocked on their front door 11 times in the last 5 years asking them to stop attacking me, yeah? I've had over 30 friends in with victims and everything. If you just go to the web, if you also just went to like went to the 23rd of September 2015, you'll see Dawn Allen in the diary. If you actually click on the main bit of my diary and horrific corruption, if you actually go to the possession order and look at the blue index, if you look at number 32, you will see what mum, when me and my mum were messaging you lot asking to protect me, stop my neighbours from doing this, my mum also messaged Dawn Allen from the neighbourhood team office. Now Dawn Allen, you can see when my mum's messaging her, what she's doing, she's going and writing in her release notes to get a Deborah Andrews 113 at, and she's scribbling I'm a perpetrator and everything. She hadn't even took, no one has ever taken a statement off me. All I want is the police to take a statement off me and prosecution brought against the people that I can prove what they've done. Yeah, after Sarah Fletcher falsified that paperwork when I weren't living in my house with the Matthew Yidigans, Lemmy started
Simon,
to come.
Come. Simon, you know that you've told us all this before.
No, I haven't. I've never said that to you before in my life. I've never said that to you before.
It's all in letters, and it's.
My mum's wrote letters. I've never even seen the letters my mum's writing to you. I've never even seen them. My mum don't show me nothing.
Simon. Then we're going to have to not deal with your mum. If you don't have permission, unless...
I've gave permission for my mum to do it, but I haven't been showing the emails. I've gave permission for my mum to write my name.
Ask your mum to show you the emails. Yeah? She's written a very good letter, which we've sent to the council.
Yeah, but how can you be giving the council information when I can prove to you, like what I'm saying to you now, what the council's done? How can they not be getting a? They're being given more time to falsify more paperwork.
Stop now, because I can't carry on having this conversation with you. I understand what you're saying. We've sent it. We're waiting for a reply
from the criminals.
I've got the power. power to do the things you are asking.
You must have the power to... You have the... Can I ask a quick question then? Just one... I'm going to go. I read the laws, yeah, and I understand them quite well. It says even the European Convention, yeah, is a mechanism in between the public and the reason you are there is because of our Magna Carta, yeah? And because we have the rights to liberties, yeah? You can go to the police. The police are a public service, and I can show you that they've frauded their timestamps and their missing signatures, and you won't arrest, get the public servants arrested. I'm showing you...
We are not the police.
Yeah, but if the police are refusing to do their job and telling me I've been robbed, yeah?
I'm going to have to end the call.
The police are telling me I've been robbed.
All right.
Yeah, and they won't do their jobs.
All right.
So why won't you make sure they do their job? You're the mechanism in between them and in between the European Convention. So make sure the police do their jobs.
Okay.
They're missing their signatures. Each police officer falsified four statements each, public statements.
If you get a reply, we will let you know.
Why can you write to the council? The council approved all this. I've got putting this online.
Okay.